I was in a foul mood. He was late home again. Work was taking priority over everything lately, including my needs. He promised work wouldn't finish late tonight, and that promise had been broken. Carrots dropped to the floor as I furiously chopped. I shrugged nonchalantly, taking another gulp of wine. The tension built up quickly as I heard a key in the front door. I carried on preparing dinner, acting as though I hadn't heard anything. Footsteps entered the kitchen. Ignoring his presence, I reached up to the higher shelf on tiptoes to get a jar of sauce. For fuck's sake, I cursed, attempting to reach higher, only to find my fingertips push the jar further away. "Let me help you," he said gently, reaching behind me, his body brushing against mine ever so gently. "I don't need your fucking help," I shouted, pushing my ass out, moving him back with force. "Yes, you fucking do," he pushed back against me harder now, so that I could feel his entire body pressed against my own. We both wrestled for the jar, only for it to tumble out of the cupboard, smashing to the floor. The sound of breaking glass was followed by a quiet, only filled with stirrings of our mingled, shallow breath in anticipation of the next move. "You do need my fucking help," he said, pulling my arms back behind my back and yanking my leggings down with one swift movement. I was still on tiptoes, my ass lifted up in the perfect position. The sound of his sip and doing was quickly followed by loud gasps from both of us as he entered me quickly. Grabbing a fistful of my hair, he thrust into me hard. I bit my lip, trying to hold back from revealing how much I needed this. How I craved his dick when he was at work. The endless masturbation sessions, pretending my dildo was his cock fucking me like I desired. But my slick cunt gave me away. It was obvious how much I craved his cock filling me up, and that he did. He fucked me hard and slow, just how I needed it. His hand left my hair and now was on my clit. I groaned, no longer able to hide my pleasure. Pushing my head into the worktop, he pumped into me hard, circling my clit slowly. I lifted my ass up higher, inviting him deeper. "Look at you, so needy. Is this what you wanted?" My big cock sliding into that needy cunt, he mocked while sliding in and out of me slowly. The sounds of his cock sliding in and out of my wet pussy filling the kitchen. That was it. The words combined with his cock filling me up sent me over the edge. I came, shouting loudly and gyrating my hips. He pulled his cock out and turned me around, pushing me onto my knees. I looked at the messy jar on the floor next to me. "We're not done making a mess yet," he said, moving my face with his hand to look up at him. I opened my mouth willingly, one hand gripping his girth, the other rubbing my clit. I worked his entire length, head moving up and down quickly, tasting him, needing more. He gasped as he pulled out, stroking himself fast and hard, staring into my eyes as he worked. Finally, he shot his cum all over my face. Eyes, nose, lips. I was a mess. I licked my lips hungrily and grinned. "You working late tomorrow too?"